love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and we got our moderator, AJ.
What up, boys?
Welcome back, AJ, and editor, Dise. He is in the building. We are back in the studio this week, and we are coming off the best weekend in NFL football history. Am I being dramatic? I don't think so. Every single game ended with a field goal in regulation, being one of those going into overtime, of course. And, unbelievable games. Boys, any reactions, Tone, this weekend?
Record-wise, we didn't really do fantastic, unfortunately. But just the caliber of games, it was awesome to watch. Just unbelievable football being played. Not always the most exciting games. Like, that 49ers-Packers game could have been better. But it was fun to see Tom Brady lose. I hate to see it. The Bengals won. I was rooting for that, although my bet was the Titans. I thought they would take care of business. They had plenty of chances, couldn't get it done. So I'm really happy for the Bengals moving on. The Chiefs, Bills, what can you say? You know, what more can you say about it? Just remarkable history being made. It's hard to top moments like that. So it was a fantastic weekend. I really enjoyed it despite, you know, our record.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be mad at it. Like you said, that 49ers-Packers game didn't really get interesting towards the end. That block punt really just threw everything out of whack. Even with the Buccaneers game, it was a real blowout until it seems like the Rams just kind of handed them a few favors there just to get them back into the game. But, man, that Bills-Chiefs game, unbelievable. AJ, what did you think of the games?
Yeah, really good games. That's probably the best NFL football game I think I've ever watched. I mean, it would be years since I've seen a game just like that. So it was really good. It wasn't the team that I wanted to win, but I appreciated the game itself. The rest of the games were all really solid, but nothing like that. That was just great. So really great games in general, but the bad thing about great games is sometimes the bets don't always play to your favor. So it was definitely a rough week, but entertainment purposes only, it was really fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Tone had mentioned previously, unfortunately it was not the greatest week as far as betting goes for us. This playoffs has really just had me in a whirlwind. I was super pumped about that 58%. Unfortunately, it hasn't been how I wanted it to, but that's not the mind of a bettor. You don't look at last week, you always proceed the next week because there's always more opportunities. So AJ, hit us with the recap.
Yeah, so Nate, you took one play last week. Obviously, the lesser games available, the lesser takes we're going to have. So there was one play. It was a teaser. Bills plus 8.5, which obviously covered. Teased with the Packers money line, and the Packers just didn't really seem to show up. So unfortunately, that went 0-for-1. It was an NLOD 4-unit play, so down 4 units on that one. Tone, Titans minus 3.5, that did not hit. Unfortunately, the Titans also did not really show up. You had the Rams plus 9 on a teaser, which was really solid, but unfortunately, it was also teased with the Packers money line. You did, however, take the Chiefs minus 1.5. It did not look like it was going to cover, and then Patty went down in 13 seconds and sent overtime. So you did cover on that one. You went 1-2 for minus 1 unit. Regular season, really solid. Playoffs have been a little rough, I think, next year in season 3. I think maybe we split the regular season with a postseason record.
I would enjoy that thoroughly. Yeah. So, yeah, with that being said, I think it's everybody's favorite point of the show.
What did he say?
What did he say?
Right, it's what did he say? And you guys been beating up on Dakota last few weeks, so he's got a good one this week, and I'll drop it for you guys, and we will see what you guys come up with. And the question for the day, all four games last weekend came down to the final play. When was the last season where all four divisional matchups were decided by 7 points or less?
Are we talking year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wow. All right, he's pissed.
Yeah, he's a little bit angry. So, when was the last year, basically, that they all came down to 7 points or less?
Yeah, this is going to be just a flat-out guess.
Do we get any kind of range?
Yeah, is there like a range or a hint? Doing that? Do we get like a fondle of some sort?
So, he kept it relevant, and it is within the last 10 to 15 years.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
10 and 15, that's a huge. All right.
We got a chance.
Could be 15 years ago. It could have been last year. I mean, it's, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
Damn. All right. I'm going to think about that the whole show and not even focus on and other things I'm supposed to talk about. Great.
Yeah, so current score, LCP 12, DSA 8. We're going to see if DSA can't get on the board tonight. It's a tough one, but it's been posted on social media. We'll see if we get any feedback tonight, and we'll bring it back around before we close out tonight.
Can't wait.
Like you guys said, we had some really good games. So, you know, we got the scores. We'll kind of just gloss over these real quick. First game we had on slate was the Cincinnati Bengals, and they won versus Tennessee Titans 19-16. It was the first game of the playoffs, and it looked like this was the Titans' game to win. And Tannehill threw that pick at the end, and Cincinnati really took advantage of it. So, I know we kind of already covered our reactions, but what do you guys think about this one in general?
It was a decently fun game to watch. I mean, Joe Burrow really stepped up when it mattered. I keep gaining more respect for him every week. Like I said, I took the Titans, and I thought they were going to cover that for quite a while until, like you said, the interception towards the end. And ultimately, I was happy for the Bengals. I'm happy they won and covered, and I'm excited to see what they can do this week.
Yeah, I mean, for a game being, well, that good, I think it was the most boring by far of the weekend.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow goes down 9 times, and he doesn't complain. He doesn't bitch at the refs. He doesn't bitch at his linemen. He just goes out there, plays the next play. And, I mean, he's growing on me more. I mean, I love this guy. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for his future. I think he's going to be just a figure in this league for a long time, and it's super exciting to watch Joe Burrow, and I'm glad they won. I want to see them fight the Chiefs off, but it's just
yeah. So last week on our What Did He Say, just to kind of call back to it, it was mentioned how the Titans were the number one seed 2 times. They lost both times. This was their third time, and another time they lost with the one seed. And I almost feel like that first-round bye almost feels like a disadvantage. We saw it with Green Bay. We saw it with Tennessee. Just sitting at home for a week while there are teams out there playing and participating, it seems like it was just a disadvantage this season. So their preseason projected win total when we did our AFC outlook was 9.5 wins. And, Tone, you actually, both of you guys, it was a luck it in. You guys both took the under 9.5 wins.
Yikes.
So, I guess, in theory, considering that, you would think that it was a successful season. But then when you consider they had the number one seed and they are knocked out in their first game, not a successful season. So, looking back at the Titans overall, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's successful. I know they had the number one seed. They got bounced. But for them to be in that position they were without Derrick Henry all year, without A.J. Brown a lot of the year, without Julio Jones being Julio Jones, I don't know. I think they got a lot to look forward to next year. I know a lot of these bigger teams are going to kind of fall apart. Tom Brady and the Bucks. I don't know what's going to happen with them, the Packers. So I think they're going to find themselves in a good spot next year. So, I mean, this Titans team's got a lot to look forward to. Julio Jones coming back for another year. I'm sure he's going to be way more healthy. A.J. Brown. You got Derrick Henry, obviously, who hopefully he's a lot more healthy going in the offseason, doesn't work too hard. So I think they got a lot to look forward to. I like their coach, but it does suck to see him leave in the first round like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was successful. I mean, you mentioned their coach, Mike Vrabel. He did fantastic. They won consistently and were competitive when Derrick Henry went out week 8. I just think they caught a couple of bad breaks. I mean, this team has a lot of talent, like you had mentioned prior, and I feel like it was successful. It's hard to. It sucks when you're a number one seed and you lose like that, especially after getting your star back. But it's a tough league. It's tough to make it to the Super Bowl and win. So I like their coach. I like their positional players, and I think they have at least a very successful season, we'll say. Well, not very.
Right.
A finally successful season. It was fun.
I think that's all they could really look forward to in that AFC, which is an absolute beast.
So the Saturday night game, also a pretty solid game. It was a 3-point game. It was the San Francisco 49ers traveling to Lambeau Field to take on the number one seed Green Bay Packers. And the 49ers pulled the upset on this one. They won 13-10. What did you guys think about this one in general?
This game was shocking. I mean, I did not envision the Packers losing this week at home at Lambeau Field. That's why I teased them down just to win. I didn't know if they would cover, but this 49ers team is tough. I mean, I like them at various points in the season. And when you look at them, they're really complete in a lot of ways. So good for them. They beat Aaron Rodgers as number one seed on the road, and we'll see how they fare this week.
Yeah, it was definitely boring to start the whole game. But, I mean, immediately the Packers went down, scored right down their throats. They got the ball back. Then once Mercedes Lewis fumbled on that drive, it seemed like the whole entire game changed. They had that field goal block before halftime after that huge play by Aaron Jones and then that block punt. I mean, nothing seemed to go in the way of Green Bay. And I wonder what our guy Big Aaron's going next year. Maybe it goes to a particular Denver Broncos team. I don't know.
Hopefully. So the odds via Fox Bet, they had this posted today, Aaron Rodgers' next team. Packers are still the favorite, -110. But Broncos are second, +150. Steelers +300. 49ers +700. And then lastly, they had the Colts at +1100.
Wow, very interesting. I wouldn't be mad if you went to the 49ers. He's a California guy. Get back in California. You have a bunch of studs on offense. Great running back.
They did just draft Trey Lance for the third pick, though.
He's only got, what, one or two more years, though?
That is true.
Rodgers?
Yeah, so Foxbet posted those results, but then they also mentioned that most likely it's either going to be Packers or retirement. So
wow. No Broncos, huh? I really thought they were a contender.
Yeah, and I remember on draft day when Rodgers got drafted, they had asked him, are you disappointed that the Niners didn't draft you? He said, not as disappointed as they're going to be that they didn't draft me. So that would be a funny little turnaround.
Yeah. So if you guys remember, we did the NFC outlook, and the Packers actually did not have a win total because of Aaron Rodgers. It was at that time where people didn't know if he was coming back or not. So we didn't do an over-under for the Packers, but overall I would have to imagine that this was just a failure of a season, correct?
Huge failure.
Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, I mean, for the potential they had, the seeding, the home field advantage.
Not even going to the conference championship game. That's a 0-1 in the playoffs. Boom.
Yeah.
It was really disappointing because Rodgers really took a beating on his legacy this season. Mm-hmm. He might win the MVP, but that first-round loss for him, it pretty much just, I know it was him and Tom, it was kind of competing as far as who's the GOAT, who's the best. I feel like you can't even really put his name up there anymore. That was tough to see. I was really hoping he would get the job done this year, but he did not. So that takes us to Sunday. Two really great games, fantastic games. The first one, LA Rams versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Rams held on to this game 30-27. What do you guys think about this one?
This was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed this game a lot. I thought the Rams could win. I took them +3. I teased them. In real life, I took them +3. On the show, I took them +9 on teaser. Easily hit. Felt great about it.
For entertainment purposes only.
For entertainment purposes only, for sure. And they just looked like the better team. I mean, we had mentioned this. I thought the injuries finally caught up with the Bucs. They weren't the same team they were at various points in the season, and it showed. So I'm happy for the Rams, and we'll see what they can do this week.
There was no reason that game should have been that close. I mean, 27-3 at one point. You're just giving the ball away. I think on their last six drives, it was two fumbles, or maybe three fumbles, two punts, and a blocked field goal.
Yeah.
Or a missed field goal, I'm sorry. And then you let that game just it was so wild. But that was a wild play. Real quick about that throw to Cooper Kupp. I was winning $21 in DraftKings. Nothing crazy. and I had Cooper Kupp on both my teams, and he was the captain on one of my teams.
Nice.
I was 1-21. The last play of that game was a bomb to Cooper Kupp, and I had Stafford on one of those teams. I went from 21 down to 16 after that play. I don't know how it worked, but DK, if you're listening, that's some horse shit. Hmm. So I lost money on one of the biggest plays that could have happened for me. Oh. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay. So
fuckers.
The Ooh. Bucks were the next team eliminated, and their projected win total for the season was 11.5. Tone took the over. Nate took the under.
Oh.
What do we all feel about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season in general?
Wait, what was that, 10.5?
Tampa Bay had 13 wins this season.
Love to see us. Another win in the column for
Father Tone. Yeah. So, tough to see it for the Bucs, but we did have a prop bet for this one as well. We're talking about quarterbacks who may or may not be coming back. Will Tom Brady return week one of next season? This was also on Fox Bet. Yes, Tom Brady will return, -300. No, Tom Brady's retiring, +200.
My gut just says he'll give it at least one more try. If it's unsuccessful again, I see him walking away, but I don't know. I think he might give it one more try.
I'm leaning towards that he's done, just to see how this Bucs team's going to handle the offseason. It's going to be a completely different looking team. So, I don't know. I lean towards that he's done.
Okay. All right. So, that'll take us to the last game. Again, it has to be one of the best games we've all seen in our lifetimes, possibly the best. It was the Buffalo Bills versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs walked away with the win 42-36.
Incredible. It's just remarkable what went down during that whole sequence towards the end there. 25 points in less than 2 minutes to end the game in overtime. It's just crazy. I'm happy the Chiefs won. I like the Bills. I mean, I wouldn't have been mad if they won, but my gut just said Patrick Mahomes at home doesn't lose unless he's playing Tom Brady, and it showed to be true again. So
you did say that. Yeah, it was extremely exciting there towards the end. I even stayed up past my bedtime for it. It was great. One of my big takes from it was the Kansas City Chiefs fans. They kind of went out of their way. Almost 10,000 of them donated almost $200,000 to the Buffalo Bills or the Buffalo Children's Hospital. So I think that was a really cool move by them. Obviously, it was one of the greatest games of all time. I don't know where it lays or lies, but top five at least. So
yeah,
I mean, see what these Chiefs do. I think they got a pretty good opportunity to get past these Bengals are 7-point favorites. We'll probably see them in the Super Bowl again, and that's what people get for doubting Patrick Mahomes.
All right, so the Bills are the last team to be eliminated, and our AFC outlook preseason, the Buffalo Bills projected win total 10.5. They finished the season with 11. Tone took the over. Nate took the under. What do you guys think about the Bills? Successful season or no?
I would say overall, they're just really it was an unfortunate loss, but I do feel like they're coming into their own and really showing that they can compete in this league. Josh Allen's really young. They got a lot of key pieces on that team that can continue to grow for the next few years, and they'll be back. And I wouldn't call it a failure at all. Obviously, they won a Super Bowl, but it's, for me, overall successful for them.
I also think it's successful. Also, they have a great defense. I know it didn't really show towards the end of that game, but, yeah, they got a lot to look forward to. Josh Allen is going to be a name that you're going to hear for a very long time. So, I think it's a win.
So, four eliminated teams this week, Titans, Bills, Packers, Bucks. If you had to pick one of these four teams who will make it beyond this point next season, who are you taking?
I'm taking the Bills.
Also taking the Bills.
Okay. All right. All right. So, what we'll do is we'll move forward with the teams that were not eliminated. There's four teams left. It's a conference championship week. We have in the AFC the Cincinnati Bengals, the Kansas City Chiefs. In the NFC, we have the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. So what we're going to do is kind of like a Final Four, build a team. You've heard of build a bear? Well, we're going to build a team. So I have quarterback, running back, wide receiver, O-line for offense. We have D-line, linebacker, secondary, and special teams for defense. And we're going to do position groups. I'll give you the position group. You guys give me the team that you would select for that position group. And we'll kind of see if who has the most selections, basically, if any. So we're going to start at quarterback, and Nate, I'm going to start with you. Out of these four teams, which of the quarterback groups do you like best?
I think I got a pretty easy one here. I'm going to take the Chiefs, obviously. They got the best quarterback still left in the game. And even Chad Henne last year showed he can come in and finish off a game. Prayers to our Browns fans.
Yeah. All right. So you're taking Patrick Mahomes, but with that, you also have to take the Mahomeses. You have to take little brother and you have to take the wife.
I don't have to take them.
It comes as a package.
I don't want them. We don't want them. We don't like them.
All right.
Yeah, what a strange family.
So, Tony, I'm going to jump to you. Running backs, of the four teams available, which of the four teams has the best running back group left?
I would say the 49ers. I mean, they got Eli Mitchell. They got Hasty, Jeff Wilson Jr., Trey Sermon, who hasn't really worked out, but as a whole solid unit, I would say that they're the best left.
I think Jeff Wilson Jr. is one of the most underrated players in the league.
I kind of feel like you could throw Deebo Samuels in the running back core.
Sure, exactly. Yeah,
he's getting a lot of carries.
I didn't even think about that, but that just adds.
It's kind of cheeky, but I feel like we're going to allow
totally
that.
He totally could.
It's not cheeky, though, because they use him like that. So.
Yeah.
He gets his rushes.
All right, so, Nate, you took the Chiefs as your quarterback group. Now, who are you going to be throwing it to for wide receiver / tight end?
I feel like this was the hardest one on the ballot. So immediately my mind goes Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, mm-hmm. but then you have C.J. Uzoma. And I'm like, oh, the Rams, they got Van Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Odell, Robert Woods obviously is hurt, and Tyler Higbee. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to follow it up. I'm going to take the 49ers as well. Okay. Deebo Samuel, we talk about him as being the number one guy. Not only him, Brandon Ayuk, who I think is all the – weapons to be one of the greatest in the game today. And then the oncoming of Juwan Jennings, he came out of nowhere, and he's a huge third guy for them. And George Kittle, obviously. I mean, there's a reason the 49ers are this far, and it's not Jimmy G. So I'm even over the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill and DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, Byron Pringle, Travis Kelce. I'm taking the Niners.
Okay, it was a bit of an upset pick, but
yeah,
interesting.
I'll respectfully disagree with you.
Yeah, for sure.
I think they could be the third best wide receiver group.
You
can't discount Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Pringle, Hardman, and honestly, I still to think Ja'Marr Chase, Higgins, Azoma's fine. Tyler Boyd's a beast. It's arguable though, so I will respectfully disagree with you.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I will follow it up. And say, with my O-line pick, I'm taking the 49ers.
Oh, wow.
That's good offense.
So, it's just, they got some solid players. I mean, got Trent Williams, Alex Mack. They're just a solid unit. So, to me, I would take them as my O-line.
Okay, so big 49ers guys for offense. We're going to kind of snake style this. So, Tony, I'm going to start with you on defense. Give me the defensive line of all these four teams left that you are going to be taking.
Again, the 49ers.
Oh,
their defensive line are studs. I mean, it's not that they just have a lot of solid units, and that shows why they're where they're at right now. Their defensive line is solid as fuck.
Yeah.
There's one.
Well, I think I whispered one earlier.
Respectfully decline that one.
Yeah, I think that was an easy one. Their defensive line is disgusting. But for the linebackers, I mean, I went to the Chiefs immediately, but then with Gay going through what he's going through, Nick Bolton just came out of nowhere, that rookie linebacker. He's awesome. But I'm going to go ahead with the Rams linebackers, and that's including Von Miller and Leonard Floyd. They got Ernest Jones and Troy Reader. So, I mean, they're all right there, but with Von Miller and Leonard Floyd, that is disgusting. And there's not really super strong linebacker cores in the playoffs right now. From the research I was doing. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Rams.
That was the right choice. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. With the secondary, I'm going to take the Chiefs. So I just think they have the best defensive unit. The best secondary defensive unit, not defensive unit overall. But I think there's some solid studs. So that's what I would take. Who'd be yours?
The Rams. Jalen Ramsey back there. I
thought about that. Yeah. But they also have some other stuff going on that's not
right, you know. And the Bengals defensive backs are actually not very good at all. They're pretty trash. So that's,
yeah, I wouldn't take them. I wouldn't take the 49ers.
Yeah,
it was between those two.
Yeah, the
me,
Niners are also trash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the last one on defense, Nate, special teams. This could be kicker, punter, returner, however you want. Long snapper, placeholder, whichever. Special teams. This is you.
So I took this literally as an all special teams. I immediately thought 49ers because you get Deebo Samuel back there returning sometimes.
Well, they've had Ayuk as well.
Right, yeah. So you got two studs, and they won the game on a block punt and the Robbie Gould field goal. But I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals. Evan McPherson is dialed, and they have the seventh or eighth ranked special teams unit overall in the entire league, and that's far and beyond anyone else out there. So Evan McPherson, give me that man. He's clutch. He didn't even watch that field goal go in, and he was celebrating. That reminds me a lot like my young self in my bowling days. So okay. I'm gonna take the Cincinnati Bengals special teams.
Okay, so we have our offensive unit, our defensive unit. I'm gonna snake style this. Nate, I'm gonna go to you.
Ooh,
of the four guys left, give me your head coach of
this
team.
Ooh, I like this. Oh, man. I love all these head coaches. I think these are the four top head coaches in the league right now. Kyle Shanahan did what he could with the Browns back in the day. Sean McVay, so young, but he's going to find himself probably in the Super Bowl twice in a row. Or not in a row, but twice already. He's, what, 35?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so Andy Reid is down as, like, the greatest coach. I mean, he's been at it for – so are we talking future?
Like, just to coach this team right now.
It's got to be Andy Reid. But, man, if we're talking – I love Kyle Shanahan, man. He's gotten this team to the conference championship twice now.
Yeah, I think they're all solid.
Right?
No sleep on Zach Taylor.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're going to – man, that 5 years from now, that's probably who I'm going to say is I'm going to want him. He is awesome with that core group.
All right, so for the last member of the build a team, I'm going to you, Tone. This is going to be bonus player. It's a player that is not part of any of these groups that we picked. Could be any position on offense or defense.
That is a fantastic question. I didn't give this a ton of thought, but I got to go with Aaron Donald. I mean, he was included on that defensive line. I do want to shout out moderator AJ. He influenced this pick. But it's the right pick. It only makes sense. He's arguably the best player in the league, arguably the best defensive player in the league, and it's hard not to include him. So I will take Aaron Donald from the Los Angeles Rams.
All right. So we have Mahomes handed off to the 49ers running backs, throwing it to the 49ers wide receivers and tight ends, and blocking for them, 49ers offensive line. That's a very big surprise, but interesting. Interesting. I like it.
I got the hard question, but I really dug deep and just Juwan Jennings, man. I think he's got huge potential.
Yeah. All right. Defense, 49ers D-line, Rams linebackers, Chiefs secondary, Bengals special teams, Andy Reid's head coach in the squad, and we're bringing Aaron Donald on the team as well.
Just game over.
That's a pretty nice squad. I like it.
I mean, that wins the Super Bowl every single time.
Yeah. All right. So what everyone's been waiting for, we're going to go ahead and jump to the lines Sunday, the NFC Conference Championship lines. And real quick, before we even get into that, I'm going to give you guys the current Super Bowl odds versus the opening year Super Bowl odds. So we have the Chiefs, who are plus 125 currently. At the start of the season, they were plus 600. The LA Rams are plus 200. At the start of the season, they were plus 1,200. The San Francisco 49ers are plus 425. At the start of the season, they were also plus 1,200. And the big one, Cincinnati Bengals, they are plus 900 right now. And if you really like them to start the season, they were plus 8,000. So
damn.
Hopefully someone out there took that and is running with it. So that's a good one. So, yeah, Sunday, 3 o'clock, we have the AFC Conference Championship game. We have the Cincinnati Bengals. They are plus 7 points. They're going to be traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. The over-under for this game is 54 points.
Yeah, I only got one play this week. It's going to be a teaser. I'm going to go ahead and unfortunately take the Chiefs down to one. And I'm going to pair that with I hate doing this more than anything, but I'm going to take the Niners up to 9.5. I think when you mentioned that plus 450, if you want value, put a couple units on the Niners to win the Super Bowl.
Wow, so I guess we're each taking a play, and it's the luck it in. Also taking the Chiefs.
This
down
is not
to
an NLOD
one,
either.
But the 49ers up to plus 9.5. I think the 49ers could win. I don't necessarily know if I want them to or not, but covering 9.5 seems like a no-brainer. I'm also rooting for the Bengals, but I just don't see how Patrick Mahomes loses at home. It'd be challenging for the Bengals. So if they win, I'll be super happy. I don't really want to mess with the -7 just in case it's close like it was last time. But I don't think the Bengals will get bailed out like they did last time. We all remember that game, week 17, just a few weeks ago. They kind of got a cheeky call at the end of the game, which allowed them to win. So I don't think that will happen again, especially on the road in the playoffs. I like to lean towards the Bengals team total over 23.5, but I'm not taking those in the playoffs. I just could see it. Maybe it ends 31-24. It barely goes over, or it pushes, and then it pushes on the 7, 7.5, whatever you have. It's like all right there. I can kind of see that game going like that, but I just don't see a world where the Chiefs lose this game, although I wouldn't be mad if they did. So I'm going to tease the Chiefs -1 with the 49ers +9.5.
Yeah, the Bengals are playing on borrowed time at this point, and they're going into Kansas City, and it's a whole other animal.
One may say burrowed time.
Burrowed.
See what I did there?
I love that.
All right, so I have a Cincinnati Bengals prop bet for you guys. When they first met up this season, Chase had 266 yards receiving. He went nuts.
Sheesh.
This game, his over-under for receiving yards is at 86.5 yards. Does he go over or under?
Wow.
I'm going to go under.
Man, I like have to, because that is so fishy. That is such a – I would have thought it would have been like 93, 94. That's just a fishy line. I would have to take under. He should go over that.
Right? This might be an unpopular opinion. I don't think he's the best receiver on the team.
Sure. Very unpopular.
T. Higgins, I think, is the best receiver on that team.
All right. Respectfully disagree. We have a Chiefs prop bet. When they played this season, Patrick Mahomes had 259 yards passing. For this game, his over-under is 292.5 yards. Does he go over or under?
Wow.
Oh, that's going over.
Gotta take the over.
Yeah, that's over. He's going nuts, man. Because, I mean, the Bengals' offense is no slouch, obviously, so I could see a shootout, and I see Patty Mahomes winning that shootout.
All right. So Sunday, 6:30, the NFC Conference Championship game, we have a trilogy, and the 49ers are 2-0 versus the Rams this season. So I'm interested to see if that affects your guys' opinion on this game. The 49ers +3.5. The over-under for this game is 46. You guys have already mentioned you're taking a teaser, 49ers +9.5. Who do you guys think wins this game outright?
To me, a lot of the reason, it's very hard to beat one team three times in the season, so that's another reason I teased it up. But I just feel like they match up so good, and they're good up front on both sides of the ball, the 49ers, that is. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Rams couldn't win this game, but I don't think they're going to win by double digits. Okay. I lean towards the Rams team total under 24.5. I feel like they're baiting you to take that over. They were on the road last week in Tampa Bay. They scored 30 points, easy money. I think it's going to be a more defensively focused this game. I would probably lean towards the regular under, but definitely towards the LA Rams under team total under 24.5. I'm not going to take it officially on the show, but that's one thing I do like. I just like the Rams to keep it within single digits. You know, I don't think they'll come out and lose. It should be competitive. If Trent Williams doesn't play, and if Deebo Samuels is more banged up than we think, then that all could change. But if both those guys are in there, they're competing, I got to take them +9.5.
Yeah, the Niners actually have beat the Rams 6 straight games. So, I mean,
oh wow.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I also don't think they go out and win this game, but it's going to be the game of the weekend. I'm so excited to watch this. The Niners are a threat to literally everybody in the league because they could do whatever they want on offense, and it's going to work. They ran a counter on, what was it, 3rd and 8 against the Packers to get them in the field goal range to win. That is bizarre. You just give your guys the ball to win, or and just let them do what they want. the end of rounds with Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel can throw. Elijah Mitchell is coming out to be one of the best running backs in the league. I love this 49ers team. I don't know, man. Jimmy Garoppolo is just not the answer. With all these weapons, I don't know.
All right, I have a 49ers prop bet for you guys. As mentioned, these two have played twice already. Deebo Samuel, he had 95 yards receiving, and he had 97 yards receiving. This game, over-under is 52.5 yards receiving. Over or under?
Wow. I bet they're doing that because he's getting more involved in the rushing game, but my goodness. I don't know. I guess I would just take the under because that's suspect to me. I mean, when he gets almost 100 yards twice and you put it to half of that, they're begging you to take the over. So I'm going to assume that's because he's getting more involved rushing-wise, so he'll get more total yards, but they might be more split up. But I guess I would take the under. That's a weird one.
Yeah, I would take the under as well because exactly like you mentioned, they're going to run the ball with them. They're going to have them do different things out of the backfield. And in the passing game, I'm pretty sure they're just going to throw Jalen Ramsey on them. So I can't see many receiving yards coming out of it, but I do think he makes an impact on the game.
All right, and we have a Rams prop bet for the two of you. Cooper Kupp, he had 122 yards receiving, and he had 118 yards receiving. This game, his over-under is 104.5 yards.
Wow, that's interesting. I will take the under again because I think the 49ers will play a zone that will prohibit him from making those big, big yardage, you know, yak type of plays. So I'll take the under.
Yeah, you kind of see what they were able to do with Davante Adams after that first drive. So I think they do the same exact thing with Cooper Kupp. Don't let him beat you downfield. I'm going under.
All right. So we have these two games on Sunday. I have a couple questions for you guys. When the final game is played, who finishes Sunday with the most passing yards on the day?
Oh, man. I'll just stay chalky. I'll take Patrick. It's hard not to.
Yeah,
Patrick or Joey. I mean, it's going to be one of those from that game, in my opinion.
I guess I'm also going to get chalky, as my co-host likes to say, and I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes. I think it's an easy one.
All right. Which of the running backs finishes the day with the most rushing yards?
Ooh,
wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go with Joe Mixon. I think he ends up having a day.
Okay. Yeah, I would actually follow that, Joe Mixon.
Okay. And naturally, the next question, who is going to have the most receiving yards?
Ooh. I'm going to say Travis Kelce.
Okay, I like that. I'll go with Ja'Marr Chase. I'll go with a double up on what he did to the Chiefs last time.
Okay. All right. And next question, which of these four teams will score the most points Sunday?
Chiefs.
Chiefs, for sure.
Okay. Which of the four teams will score the least amount of points?
Oh, I'm going to have to say the Bengals.
Rams.
Oh, take the Niners money line. Look at them.
Okay. Last question for you guys. Last weekend's games were just fantastic. So naturally, my last question, will either of these two games come down to a game-winning field goal or go into overtime?
I'll say no.
I think the 49ers game will. So I'll say yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump to the recap. There's not a lot to recap because we have one play, but we'll go over it anyways. Nate, Tone, you guys have a luck it in. It's a teaser. We have the Chiefs -1, 49ers +9.5. Luck it in.
Yeah.
There it is. We haven't had a luck it in quite some time, so
it's nice.
It's good to hit the sounder. Last question for you guys before we jump to the DK. We have Bengals at Chiefs, 49ers at Rams. Who will we be seeing in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say the Chiefs versus the 49ers.
I'm also going to say that.
Okay. Luck it in.
Yeah.
Chiefs,
I'm
Niners.
Rooting for them.
I'm rooting for the Bengals and the 49ers. I don't really care about the – yeah, I don't really care if 49ers or Rams, but I'm rooting for the Bengals to win it all.
I think those walkouts captured my heart of the 49ers walking out on the field these past few weeks. Man, the energy is second to none.
All right. I'm getting a stat from my guy, D-Say, just in regards to the 49ers-Rams. For teams that have won twice in a season, they win the third matchup 67% of the time.
Wow. So, you would think it'd be the latter, right?
I don't know. That's a very interesting stat.
So,
I like that.
Hey, if you're into stats, jump on that 49ers money line. It's calling.
Stats.
It's calling. All right, so that's our picks for the week. Before we close out, let's go ahead and jump to the NFL DraftKings for the conference championship week. It was a great week for me last week, boys.
We know, we know.
Oh, yeah. How did you guys do?
Just fine.
I didn't win a penny. I haven't won a penny in 4 months. Don't pick anybody I'm picking.
Okay, so we're going to fade Nate on these picks.
Yeah.
I've actually had pretty solid picks. I didn't win this
been
last
doing
weekend,
well.
But I've been... You don't have to fade me, but maybe it's time to fade me.
I was... Nate, you were talking about a last play last week. I was sitting pretty in first place
going
into that Bills-Chiefs game, and the guy that finished ahead of me had Davis as his wide receiver. Four touchdowns.
Gabriel Davis.
Four
200
touchdowns.
Yards.
200 yards. And he caught that last touchdown and soared by me. So I finished in second, which is fine. I like second. But I had first locked up.
Right. Dropped the 55 bomb.
That hurt. So I'm looking forward to this week. But Tone, you've been having some solid lineups since Nate's going to be the fade guy on this one. Let's start with you, Tone.
Oh, horse shit.
Okay. I'm going to go back to a guy that just was explosive versus team in week 17. I got to take Joe Burrow. He's 6.6K. It's just hard not to take him in this position. He played this Chiefs team very well a few weeks ago. He had 446 yards, four touchdowns. Honey Badger left last game with a concussion. He'll probably end up playing. He might be a little banged up. Who knows how it's going to play out. I just love this Bengals wide receiver core. Their tight end is very solid. There's just a lot of potential there. So for 6.6K, I'll take Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with the guy that we thought was going to have the most passing yards this week, and that's Patrick Mahomes. He is 7,400, and I'm looking at my team again. Maybe I'm not the fade guy this week. Oh. I'm just write them down and look at them as I go through them. Patrick Mahomes, 7,400.
Okay. With my first running back, I got to go with Eli Mitchell. He's 5.9K. I've taken him a few weeks in a row, but I just feel like he continues to be undervalued. I know he doesn't always go off, but he just has that potential there. Last week, he had 17 carries. Debo Samuel had 10. I don't know if we'll have that many this week. We'll see how that works out. But I think they're going to continue to go to Eli primarily in the running game. He caught a few passes last week. There's just a lot of potential there. So for 5.9K, I'm going to go with Eli Mitchell.
That's an easy luck it in with Eli Mitchell. I think he's got the biggest ceiling as a running back. So, so at 5,900, I'm going to take Eli Mitchell.
With my second running back, I'm going to go with Cam Akers. He's 5K. I know he had two lost fumbles last week. I think the Rams will continue to go back to him. He had 24 carries. He caught all three of his targets. For 5K, it's just a bargain to me. I think he'll find a way to get into end zone potentially. So I'll take Cam Akers at 5K.
Yeah, man. Dropping two of those balls, you can't really – I don't know. I wonder how he ends up with his workload this week. But with my second running back, I'm going to go with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's another week healthier, and when he got carries last week, he was picking up big chunk yardage. I know Jerick McKinnon's more of a threat catching the ball out of the backfield, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire can catch passes himself. So at 5,300, I think he's got a huge upside.
Okay, I like that. With my first wide receiver, I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill. It's just hard not to take him. He really came into his own last week. He just has that big play potential every week. He's been a little cheaper because he's been more low-key lately, so I'll take him for 7K.
Yeah, so he's not my most expensive receiver, but I have him too. I'm going to luck it in. I'm going to pair him with my quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. And at 7,000, I'm going to go luck in Tyreek Hill.
Very nice.
I did the thing.
I loved how he did that last week. He did the peace sign
he didn't
before
care.
He even passed him.
And people are like mad that, taunting. Isn't that what we want out?
I love to see it.
I love that.
Yeah. Because guess what? He passed him.
Right? Do the Deion Sanders on.
That's funny. All right. With my second wide receiver, I'm going to go with Ja'Marr Chase. 6.7K. I'm going to pair him with Burrow, obviously. Last time they played, it was just he had a huge game. 266 yards, three touchdowns. I don't think he'll do that again necessarily, but I do think that he'll be prevalent and he has that big play potential. So I will take him at 6.7K and pair him with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, with my number one receiver, I'm going to take the number one offensive weapon in the entire playoffs right now. And at 7,200, it's easy. I'm taking Deebo Samuel. I'm going to ride him until he falls off at this point. So I think Deebo Samuel's going to go off. He's going to need a big game if they have a chance beating this Rams team. So Deebo Samuel, 7,200.
Alrighty. I think I'm sure he'll be fine to play. I think he might get a little banged up, but I think
he's shipshape.
Will play. With my third wide receiver, I'm going to take another Bengals wide receiver, T. Higgins, 5.7K. There, again, just big play potential, a lot of value there. So I'll take him. Another guy to pair with Joe Burrow, 5.7K.
Yeah, with my third receiver, I'm going to take another Bengals receiver, and that's Tyler Boyd. He's 4,200. He's cheap, and I think he's got a huge upside. He could get a ton of targets this week, especially because he's playing a lot in that slot, in that outside spot. He's running those short routes. I think he gets a ton of targets, ton of catches at 4,200. Take him all day.
Yeah, that's any of those guys.
Right?
You never
know.
He's going to go off. So.
Oh, we said at the same time. That was adorable.
I like that. Okay, with my tight end, I'm going to go with Travis Kelce, 6.5K. He's just willing to pay. I'm willing to pay that for him. He got 23.5, 28.9. He's gotten double digits most of the time he's played. It's hard not to take him at 6.5, so I think there's a ton of upside again, so I'll take Travis Kelce.
Yeah, along with Tyreek Hill and Patty Mahomes, I'm also going to luck that in and take Travis Kelce, 6,500. I think I got a ton of upside with my team so far.
Okay, I like that. With my flex, I'm going to go with Van Jefferson, 3.9K. Unfortunately, he hasn't been getting as many targets as he was earlier in the season, but I still think he does have potential to get a big play. Maybe they'll find him in the end zone, and who knows how that game will play out, but I'll take him at 3.9.
Yeah, I kind of went a little value guy myself, and I went with the Rams guy at 3.7. I got Tyler Higbee at my flex.
Okay, very nice. A couple Rams guys. With my defense, I scraped the bottom.
Ooh, nice.
Give me the Bengals. It's scary. They'll probably get – hopefully Oof. They don't get negative points. So I will take them at 2.6.
Yeah, I kind of scraped the barrel, but not quite. I took the Niners defense at 2,800. We were just talking about that defensive line. A lot of turnover possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
Yeah, I had the Niners defense for my DK, and that's really why I won.
Nice.
Nasty.
Yeah. I think it's a really good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got like 21.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, damn, I took the wrong defense.
Had fumble recoveries, two blocks. They had a defensive touchdown. It was the bottom of the barrel, too, because they were playing Rodgers.
Nice.
So.
Hell yeah.
I was really happy about that. I'm starting to find my groove on DK. I'm feeling good about it.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is fun.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's the end of our DraftKings. And before we close out.
What did he say?
Oh, no.
Let's go ahead and
can't wait.
Close out with the what did he say. All four games last weekend came down to the final play. When was the last season where all four divisional matchups were decided by 7 points or less? And we did have a couple interactions. So I'll get your guys' answers. I'll provide the social media interactions. And we'll see if anyone comes up with the right answer.
Oh man, I got nothing.
I really got nothing. I'm gonna guess a year. I'm gonna say 2009.
Okay, I'll go a little more recent ish because that's more back in our timeline. All right, I'll go 5 years. 2017. I'll go 2017.
Okay.
Okay. So we also had some Facebook interactions. My guy Gary said 2016.
Oh, okay.
And Miss Moderator, Alexis, she came in with 2017.
Oh!
Nice.
A luck it in of sorts.
Yeah. So we're going to go LCP12DSA9. My guy got on the board.
What year?
Nice.
2015.
Oh!
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Who are the teams?
I will tell you the teams. It was the Kansas City Chiefs versus the New England Patriots. 27-20, Pittsburgh Steelers versus Denver Broncos, 23-16. NFC, we had Arizona Cardinals versus Green Bay Packers. That went into overtime, 26-20. And we had the Carolina Panthers versus Seattle Seahawks, 31-24.
Interesting.
But even that just doesn't even seem to come close to what we got last week.
No, not even close.
So, all right. So our guy went with a question that involved a year. Good for you, DC. You're getting back on the
board.
Proud
of you, bud. That's a good one.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, that was a
you
good
got
one.
Us. That yeah. was good.
So I'm excited about this weekend. I'm excited to see who wins the conferences and who will be seeing the Super Bowl. I think any matchup, honestly, is going to be fun. But the LCP lucked in Chiefs versus the 49ers.
All right. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
So
we'll see how it turns out.
We'll see how it
turns
out.
Might be the opposite.
Yeah. All right. Well, good sewed, boys.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't yet, check us out. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and you can email us, luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. All of those, we're all at luckchangerspodcast, except Twitter, that's just luckchangers. If you ever have a question about a line, what a line is, what a parlay is, what any of the stuff we are talking about is, shoot us a DM or an email. For your host, Nate, co-host, Tone, moderator, AJ, and editor, DC, we are the Luck Changers. We are out.
Adios.
Moderator out.
Peace, almighty.